Hi. Surprise. I am back. I know it's been a while. I've been gone for a really long time. I think it's been exactly, or maybe a little more than a year since you last heard from me. And I can't even tell you how insane everyone's response has been to this podcast. Like, when I stopped uploading, people were like angry, which was kind of like, I'm sorry you were angry, but it was kind of like, you know, good for my self-esteem, because I was like, oh, maybe I was doing something right if so many people are mad about me not continuing this podcast. But I am back. I listened to your demands, your messages, your DMs, your requests. I listened to it all, and I am back, and I'm here to stay this time, I promise. A lot has changed since you last heard from me. Like, a lot has changed. I think the last time you heard from me, I was referring to my fiance as my boyfriend still, and now he's my fiance, which is insane. I'm literally engaged now. I feel like, even though it's only been a little over a year, I feel like mentally it's been like I've aged like 5 years or something, because I just feel like a different person from when you last heard from me, which is why I also am really happy to come back to this podcast, because I feel like I am like a much more different version of me than I was when I was doing this podcast earlier. And I feel like it'll be interesting to see how some of my perspectives and opinions have changed in just a year, especially because I feel like in your 20s is when you do most of your like mental maturing and growing. And I feel like in your 20s, if you age a year older physically, you age like 3-4 years older mentally. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I feel like a lot of you probably know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I'm just genuinely really excited to be back. I missed podcasting. I missed talking to you guys. It's like therapy for me to just like say whatever the fuck I want to say to you guys. And it's just like a couple of friends hanging out, even though it's like a one-sided rant, which is great, because if any of my friends will tell you one thing about me, it's that I can talk a lot. And sometimes I tend to go on and on without even realizing how long I've been talking for. Like, I think that I'm doing the same thing right now, I think. But that's just my ADHD. Let me give you a couple of reasons of why I took a big hiatus. Number one is there really isn't a reason. I think what happened was I was going through a rough time mentally, and I kind of just like neglected the podcast a little, and then I kept neglecting it and kept neglecting it, and then next thing I know it's been like 6 months and there's been nothing, and I just like kind of played it off as like, oh, it's over, I'm done with it. But no, I just kept neglecting it so much to the point where it was like, oh, maybe it's weird if I come back now and like it'll be like I'm half-assing it, which obviously I don't want to do. So I thought that I would come back when I feel fully ready to like give this my all, because it's also not fair to you guys for me to just like randomly disappear and just like say hi every 6 months and be like, hey, I'm here. I'm like that ex, you know, that just like pops up every 6 months to say hi to you. Like, I didn't want to be that ex. But there's been a lot of personal growth that has happened this past year. I promise that I'm going to be a lot more committed to you guys. I genuinely feel like my relationship with you guys, like the listeners, is like a toxic relationship where I'm the toxic ex that like, you know, keeps like trying to win you over. But I promise this time I will stay. People can change, and I have changed. Anyway, like I was saying, a lot has changed since you last saw me. I got engaged, like I mentioned. I've been traveling, I've been wedding planning, I've been focusing a lot more on my health. I think that's been the biggest change, apart from obviously me getting engaged. But the biggest change has been, personally, has been how much I've been focusing on my health. I've just been trying to eat better and just like have healthier habits of like in terms of sleep, in terms of drinking water, even in terms of like alcohol and smoking and stuff. For those of you who don't know, I vaped for like 6 years, and I recently, it's been literally 7 days, a week since I quit the Juul. So I can't even really say that I've quit because I'm still fighting off the cravings, but I'm trying. But this is the longest I've gone in 6 years without nicotine or a vape. So I'm really trying to make an effort to make some healthy changes in my life, because the way I was living this past year was so not the way I wanted to live. And the way I would feel when I woke up in the morning was just so not the way I wanted to wake up every day. Like, it was miserable. I was like, I wasn't taking care of myself. I was drinking too much. I was smoking too much. I was, I don't know, like binge eating, and that too, like trash food. I wasn't working out or exercising like at all. I would do exercise once every 2 to 3 weeks, and then I would get lazy and I wouldn't be consistent. I just wasn't taking care of myself. And obviously when you don't take care of your physical body, it affects your mental health as well. So that obviously happened, and I just like kind of gave up on a lot of things, like obviously this podcast, and I just like was being just not in a good place, I would say. But like I said, one of the biggest changes has been me just like making an active effort to fix that and work on my physical and mental health both, and just like feel healthier overall. I've been working out consistently. I've been eating good. I started cooking. That's like a new skill, I guess, that I've learned since you last heard from me. I've been cooking every single day, and I eat almost every meal at home, which is like, wow, who am I? I'm like fully adulting. But like, you know, little things like that, like I'm reading, I'm trying to use my phone less, I'm trying to like watch TV less, which that one has been a struggle, I must admit, because I love my TV, I love my movies. That's a hard one. But I've been trying to drink less, which I'm doing great at. I've been trying to smoke less, which this is the longest I've gone in 6 years. I've been trying to just take care of myself, basically. And I finally feel like I'm at a place where, obviously, I still have a lot more growing to do, but I feel like I'm at a place where I'm ready to be committed to this relationship that we have. And I'm ready to take it to the next step. I do want to say thank you to everyone who has been so patient with me. Like, I feel like the community that I have built on social media, both Instagram, YouTube, podcast, everything, is genuinely such an amazingly supportive community. Like, everyone is just so understanding of each other, and it's just like there's just so much love and understanding in the community. So I do want to say how grateful I am for you guys and how patient you've been with me, and also for just like giving me the little kick in the butt and telling me to like, you know, get my shit together and like get back to the podcast. That was necessary. I've really realized over this break how important it is to take care of yourself, like the importance of self-care. It's very interesting that I never realized that before. Like before, I thought self-care meant like getting my nails done or doing up my hair or like shaving my legs, moisturizing myself. I don't know. That's what I thought self-care meant. But now I've come to realize that self-care is something as simple as like cooking a good breakfast for yourself and getting like nutrients, or like just taking care of your body and like what you put in it. So I also want to tell you guys about what's coming up on this podcast, Young, Dumb and Anxious. Another reason that I didn't continue with this podcast was because I thought that it was just boring if I was the only one talking, and I wanted to kind of have people on with me and actually have more of a conversation rather than just like me ranting at you guys. But I have realized that you guys seem to like the ranting, which is great, but I also don't want to do that for every episode. So I plan to have some guests in this season, or this new revamped version of this podcast. We're going to have some interesting guests. Some friends, some family, some people I'm not necessarily friends with and just know of. I don't know yet, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Also, obviously, another big change is that there's now video. There was no video before. It was simply audio, but there is video. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube as well, so you can stay up to date. But it's going to be available on Spotify and YouTube. But yeah, I'm just genuinely really excited to get back to this. I'm excited to like revamp it and introduce new things to it, like having guests, introduce new topics, maybe do some fun segments. I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm very hopeful And I am just really looking forward to continuing this podcast. This podcast honestly holds a very special place in my heart, and it did this entire year that I was neglecting it, but I'm happy to be back. Again, thank you guys for being patient with me and for being here. Thank you for giving me a little kick in the butt that I needed to get back to this, and I promise to stay more committed. I'm excited about what's to come. Make sure you guys follow the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube, and all of that so you stay updated with new episodes. We're gonna have a new episode every Tuesday, so once a week, so stay tuned. And yeah, I'm just genuinely excited. So I'll see you next week.